what you guys have been able to accomplish or not accomplish lately in the red zone. Was there a good percentage in your mind of getting touchdowns in the red zone? What's you consider a good percentage?
100%? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that threshold is of what makes you a good red zone team and what doesn't. I mean, I don't know what the national average is in the NFL. I mean, certainly you'd love to be scoring more touchdowns than field goals. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. And certainly those situations are all different. I think you'd love to be able to say when you really needed seven, you get seven. You find a way to get it down there. In the end, you're not always going to get seven. I mean, the defenses are good. It's tough in the red zone. You get constricted down there sometimes. So, but, yeah, I mean, I think more often than not, you're scoring sevens, and then when you really got to have it, you find a way.
You feel like you guys have done a decent job other than maybe
– Yeah, at times. I mean, certainly I think this last week stands out, you know, especially, down there, the third, fourth down. I mean, you got to make that play. But, yeah, I mean, at times I do feel like we've done a good job of being opportunistic down there.
What do you remember about Jason Campbell when you guys both came out?
Yeah, I came out the same year. Always followed him, can't even go back to college. They had a good team that last year when I was in school as well. And gotten to know him over the years. Good guy. So
what's happened with him? I mean,
I wouldn't even be fair to me to even try to get into that. It's tough in this league. You're as a quarterback. It's not always. There's so many things outside of your control, and just try to put yourself in good situations, go out there and make plays. So.
You've had to come off the bench before.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that like? I mean, the Chiefs now have seen three quarterbacks come off the bench in the last 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever your point.
Yeah, I mean, it's different for every guy. I mean, sometimes it's it can be a good thing. I mean, he's gotten a chance to sit there and watch some other guys play. He's in his first year there, so. Newer system and got a chance to play and get comfortable with it. So sometimes it can be a good thing. Then again, you haven't played with real bullets in a while. And probably not going back till preseason, and even that's not quite the same. So, some advantages and disadvantages, I think, for every guy.
What kind of challenges does Cleveland present to you guys offensively?
Yeah, they're good on the defensive side of the field. Just looking at it, they're not a weak group. They're good up front, stout, good on the edge. And then they're good in the back end as well. Physical in the back end, they're aggressive. Certainly a great challenge for us.
Is there anything they kind of let you do more so than others?
No, certainly not. Yeah, I think you look at the film, you look at the stats, they're a good unit, and they play good all year. So, like I said, I don't think there's a weak spot on that side of the ball. It will be a good challenge for us.
How's this team handling being the last undefeated?
I mean, to be honest, it's certainly something I don't think we're thinking a whole lot about. For us, I think this team's just done a great job of being short-sighted, keeping it about football. Every day it's about football, about the details, going out and doing your job and preparing yourself. I think this team has the right mindset that haven't got ahead of ourselves at all.
So one more thing with Jason. Did you guys kind of commiserate? You both went undefeated that year in college.
I haven't talked to him in a little while, so yeah.
Back then, when you were at the combine together and things
like
that.
Yeah, who would have beat who if we played? Yeah, a little bit of that goes on. Yeah.
Alex, do you feel like you guys – I mean, you guys are undefeated, and everybody's talking about that, but the offense is getting questioned a lot.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like it's rightly so? I mean, do you feel like you're getting picked apart a little bit? Or
no, I mean, I think for us, the goal is – the bottom line is to win games. And then with that is to continue to get better. Is to get better as the season goes on. You got to continue to keep playing better and better football as the stages get bigger. This last week, certainly areas to improve on the red zone, but – we put more yards up on that defense, the number one defense in the NFL, yards-wise, than any other team this season. So there's also positives. You're certainly trying to correct your mistakes, improve on your weaknesses as a group, and like I said, I think get better as the weeks go on. But certainly the focus, don't get me wrong, is to just find a way to win every week. I mean, that's why we're out here.
I'm sorry. I know one of Andy's big things is letting guys be themselves. How does he do that? What does he do?
I think exactly that. I think he eliminates distractions. He allows guys just to focus on football and exactly that, just kind of be themselves. I even think he encourages it, to play with personality and to have personality. And I think he does that through his actions by letting his own personality shine, come through. I think it certainly starts with him.
Donovan McNabb called him the Kool-Aid man on the radio last week, and now it's kind of catching on. Your coach, you see a resemblance?
I don't. No, not going there. No.
Alex, how have you guys been able to mix in no huddle, the up tempo stuff like
you're
working on?
Yeah, I think we've done a good job of it. Some weeks more than others. Certainly something we have always have kind of in our back pocket, and depending on that week, you know, when we feel like it's an advantage for us, we will do more of it. So. I think it's a great change of pace for us, something we spent a lot of time in, spent a lot of time working on.
Just quickly, what does it do to the defense when you're doing it right?
Yeah, I mean, I think one, just the tempo applies pressure. Those guys got to think quicker, react quicker, get lined up. So I think they're kind of a tick behind a little bit in a sense. But with that, you know, you got to kind of have to stay ahead of the chains on offense. I think as soon as you get behind them, what became an advantage all of a sudden quickly can kind of become a negative.